Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Still a bob, this espresso.
Telling you, dog.
I can't help. I like
still
it.
Still a bob, dude.
Tay-Tay better watch out.
She better watch out.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. She's that, open for Tay-Tay. That, relax.
Did, sure. You know?
Yeah, because of Tay-Tay, I believe that's why she rose as fast as she did.
Maybe. But she has rose fast, and Tay-Tay's last album stunk, and one time the Beatles opened for the Rolling Stones.
Okay. On the way down. Look at that. The Beatles opened for the Rolling Stones.
That's made that up.
That's
You really listen to this, man?
That was way better than my comparison. I was saying, well, Kendrick opened up for Drake at one point. Look at that.
You and Drake.
What? That was a Kendrick?
You need to let it go.
Yeah, he's done, dude.
Nah, that's fine. So
I hear he's out here today.
Is he?
Nah.
He just wanted to make you very sad.
Nah, no way. He would never waste his time on such an event. He's more of a ice hockey kind of guy.
Okay. Watching Cade Cunningham on the ice.
Oh, yeah. You know. One of the best young
headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Your Miami Heat are streaking right now, people. 6 wins in a row. Those who cast their sins against Eric Spoelstra, you are forgiven.
And when was the last time they won 6 in a row?
Not this season.
I think they said
over a year.
Yeah, it was over a year. Pretty good. But last night was sweet.
Last night was sweet because of who it was.
Beaten, but in the win streak.
And how good that team is.
I'll tell you this.
Can be.
It wasn't sweeter than kicking Jimmy Butler's ass. But it was more impressive. It was more impressive because Tatum and Brown, I don't want to hear anything about, Drew Holiday wasn't there. First of all, they have the scariest Heat killer this side of Patty Mills, and that's Derek White. Derek White kills the Miami Heat.
All the time.
He kills the Miami Heat. This dude is, he's an A1 Heat killer Hall of Famer.
Used to.
So you have him and you have those two guys. I don't want to hear about shorthanded. Shorthanded, nothing. Ridiculous. But man, they're coming together. I mean, you know, Tyler and Bam are playing.
I mean, not for nothing. I'm going to just be honest. I would have preferred that they did it about a month sooner.
Sure.
Okay.
It is a weird time to be doing it. Even Bam said that, I think it was the Wizards win. He goes, I don't know why it took this long to get it going. Like, he was, but it's here now.
Can I say why? I think why?
Yeah.
Because a lot of these young guys are getting it later on in the season because you didn't play them earlier.
I'll tell you what else helps.
You're playing different young guys instead of certain veteran point guards and sophomores who were slumping. Who, you know, had the worst plus
minus. Yeah, but that, you know what?
Team.
That's a different situation than not playing Kalel, not paying Pella. Like, just some of those things. Like, I think I would not delay any progress that Khalil can make, because the Heat should understand what size means for this team.
I was actually curious because there was a point last night.
I thought he was going to get ripped.
By Spo?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I thought last night with like 7 minutes left, I'm like, is he going to take Kyle Anderson out because he's cooking, or is he going to put Khalil back in, or is he going to keep Khalil in with Bam because Bam was coming back in? And he kept Khalil out there. He sat Anderson because Anderson had played for a while, but I thought he was going to go like, you know, he was going to go uber small to close, and I was going to be right. Like, oh, please don't.
Because, like, when Khalil figures it out, and he figures out where he wants to be and he's committed to what he's doing or, you know, is not thinking about what he's doing, he alters everything in the paint.
He does.
And so you can't get comfortable doing something unless you're doing it.
Look, this draft class looks like it's a grand slam for Adam Simon, which is going to speak for if Miami does keep their pick, which, you know, they're now trending towards. They got to make the playoffs. They got to win the play-in. So let's not, you know, as Rebby says, count chickens. But if they only even end up with one pick, I trust this man to find something at any point. He is on such a heater when right. It comes to these picks. You know, the Jaime thing, look, Jaime looked good last year. I don't know what's gone on with Jaime this year. But he got getting Pella Larsen perfect for the team. And, yeah, they did let Khalil get through some growing pains. He's been through it all, and you are seeing the improvement. Did it take too long? Yeah, maybe.
It took too long because you
– But it's not the reason. It's not the reason the record is what it is.
No, but there's just certain things that you do in life that the only thing that gets you on to the other side of consistency is reps.
When Tyler had put the clamps on Jason Tatum – to close the half and then kicked it to Haywood for the three. That was jump off the couch, take a lap moment. That was good. You ever have those moments?
Where?
Something happens, you pop up, like, I need a lap. That was so good. I need to calm down.
I've kind of remember some moments like that where you just get up in pure shock. I think the last time I got up, I mean, I remember when the Heat won the championship from San Antonio, Game 6.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That wasn't Game 6. That was Game 5, right?
No, Game 6. Ray Allen, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Game 6.
I'm like, you know, I went from, oh, man, they're going to lose on their own floor to, ah! Right, you know how you do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Hawks lost last night, so that was good for the Heat moving up in the play-in. Still, they're not officially locked in the play-in. Yeah, they could run things off, and they need the Bucks to keep struggling. Mm-hmm. Doc, what's going on, man? Like, how are you guys handling this? No Dame, the blood thinners, and all that. Like, is that you worried about this right now?
Look here. I don't know how y'all work in y'all life, but in this world, anytime you lose 25 to 30 points a night, it's a struggle. Now, we won a championship without Dame, so we have some talent. But we don't have Jaws anymore.
You guys sent him to Washington. Cold. From Barry Jackson, the Heat, number 9, enters today a game and a half behind number 7 Orlando and one game behind Atlanta at number 8. The tiebreakers are unresolved. If the Heat stays 9th and loses the first play-in game, tonight would be the Heat's final ever game on TNT. Brian Anderson and Stan Van Gundy on the call. So there you go. This could be their last national TV game.
Hey, the world is tempting me.
Careful.
Say no, but look, he came and looked at me. David.
Don't worry about Steph. Worry about the Steph upstairs.
David did the look around. Like, why are you guys? You should be.
Because what? I saw where your eyes went, Leroy.
Speaking of plus size, in 7 games playing 25 or more minutes, Pella Larsen is a plus 94.
Oh.
Wow. Did you just see a plus 94?
See? with friends like you guys.
What are you talking about, Leroy? You give us the reason to
really?
Call you out.
Of him? You did you hear that?
I heard him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard the margin of victory in these last couple games has been like close to 20 points as well.
Yeah, their margin of victory is like 20 and a half points. I think I saw Tim Reynolds tweet out, they're the first team ever to lose 10 straight and then win 6 straight all by double digits.
What? That is completely opposite side of the spectrum there.
They've been shooting the lights out, dude. I mean, like, it's crazy.
This is literally like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right?
It's, yeah.
Like, you can't go any more opposite than where they've gone in the last month. You can't.
It's crazy.
Team that loses 10 straight don't go and win 6 straight by 20 points. That doesn't happen.
I'm, like, looking at – but, like, the thing was – and Spo was talking about this during the losing streak, and he just sounded like a quack, because when you lose that many games, you're like, all right, dude, we're tired of hearing that. But, like, you'd look at some of these games and the way they were losing, and you'd be like, how did you guys blow that one? How did you blow the Timberwolves game? How did you blow the Bulls game? And then, you know, then, of course, they got drubbed. They got kicked in the teeth a couple times, one against Memphis mm-hmm. and one against New York. Detroit, all those games have been super weird this year. But, you know, from their standpoint, like, he kept saying, he's like, I feel like we're good. I feel like we're playing good. He kept saying that. And he does that. And I will say, it's not the first time he does that. He'll do that stuff on a 1-5 road trip out west. He'll be like, I love how we were coming together.
Well,
and I'm like,
here's the difference.
You sound like a loon.
No, he sounds like Paul Maurice.
Nah, Paul Maurice is just matter of fact. Spo is very philosophical. Spo's yeah. given me there's beauty in the struggle. He's given me there's beauty on the other side. And we're all, like, sitting here going, like, coo-coo. Paul Maurice would be like, nah, I liked our game. And that's it. Just, you know, straight to the point. You can call him a liar. You can call him not a liar.
Say, there won't be any punitive skate.
Right. But Spo was sitting here, and you're like, is he... You know, is he a basketball coach right now, or is he a fortune teller? Like, what is he doing right now?
Right.
But right now, he seems like he saw all it coming, and things have balanced out.
I don't give him credit. I give him zero
what?
Credit. I think Bubble Guts has more to do with this win streak than anything that he's done.
Then everybody on the team got it.
Yeah, everyone did get it at a certain point, but then Jaime got it at a good point. You know, perfect time for his second bout with that. If anything, he should be ashamed to know
what?
That he had this talent on the bench all season. Leroy could have coached this team way better because he's been calling for rookies to play since week one.
He's been playing. He's been starting Khalil Ware for half the season.
He has a short leash on him.
After Khalil, hold on. No, it's not true.
Short
Khalil
leash.
Khalil Ware, back when he cooked Wembanyama, which was back at January 19th, he's been starting. So he's been starting for half the season. Pella,
yeah.
who has been, like, amazing,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why it took so long.
You don't know why. Oh, we're just...
Duncan Robinson got hurt. Duncan Robinson had the thing. Andrew Wiggins, you want... So, like, you traded for Andrew Wiggins. You want Eric Spoelstra to be like, guess what, Wiggins? We're starting the Swedish kid.
Hey, look, you got to do...
I mean, Wiggins hasn't been bad.
He just hasn't played.
He also hasn't been available.
And I don't know when, because, you know, Spo's given that whole no timeline thing. I don't know what that means.
Remember this whole Terry Rozier thing? Remember when that was a problem? Who
it's
was the guy who stuck by his side the most?
Spo.
Telling you, man. I'm giving him
Terry's
credit.
Been very positive. He was like the other day, he was saying in the locker room, he goes, there's, you know, there's a lot of situations where, you know, you would pout. He goes, he's like, I love this locker room. I love these guys. I love supporting them. It was great stuff from Terry. I still can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Okay.
He did last game. He was, what, 3-for-6?
Wizards.
I mean, you're still here. I don't care if you're playing against us.
Wizards.
You still got to make the shot.
I want you to look at something. What does that say?
Terry Rozier.
What does that say?
DNP coach's decision.
Okay. How impressed was he by the Wizards?
dude, why you gotta be
for
so
sass.
Mean? wow, you are so mean.
He's so mean?
Yes. Like, wow. That was brutal. That was really brutal, right?
Not as brutal as the things you say.
No. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you one thing I want to see. I could use a little Keyshawn Johnson in my life. Oh, I'm just saying. We're going to go play young guys.
What else is on the bench?
I want Jovic to get back.
I know. I do, too. True. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Has not beaten science.
I'll be boots on the ground tonight. I'll see if we see him. Maybe he'll get a little. He'll do a little public workout today. We'll see.
Maybe try to shake his hand. Get a little inside information.
Because if I do anything, I get blamed. So I'm not going to do that.
That's true.
We won't know you shake his hand.
Oh, yes, you will.
I don't know.
Yes, you will.
Because it would come from you. You would tell us.
Yeah,
Stein Steve will tell us.
He's very nice.
Who's very nice?
Jovic. He's like he's a hobnobber when it comes to pregame. Like he's very nice to everybody.
That looks like Charles Schwartzel.
Oh yeah, I know the Schwartz man when I see him.
Oh, the Schwartz.
No, but I don't know. Check the team. What's the green team?
Charles Schwartz.
The green.
Because a lot of times I'm not getting a full
green with an S.
Yeah,
the Schwartzes.
Ah,
may the Schwartz be with ya.
I don't know where are the rosters.
Charles Schwartzel.
You would South think Africa. That would be on there.
Here's what we got here.
That's the pro-am thing. We'll take a break here on the show. Back after this.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy, Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're at Trump National in Doral for Live Golf Miami. We also got Heat basketball tonight. Let's get to 15 minutes of Heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Tip-off tonight is at 7:30 against the Memphis Grizzlies. And it's by the way, it's a 7:35. It's national TV, so you don't get like that wiggle room of like a 7:42-ish start. It's going to be pretty much 7:30 tonight, Leroy. They don't mess around with that on TNT.
Well, yeah, because
they get right to it.
They do a show before that.
Double dip. Yeah.
No, I love me a double dip.
I know you do. I know you do.
I had a failed one this week.
I feel like that guy was giving us the stink eye.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
I looked over there. Don't
bother. Are you sure it wasn't just him and the sun?
I think he was giving us the stink eye.
Oh, you think he was squinting because the sun was in his eyes?
Yeah. Flick him off!
I think he was giving us the stink eye. He was kind of like from there.
Yeah.
You want to go, buddy? You want to go?
You want to go see what's going on?
I don't know. He looks like a coarse crony, you know?
Relay my message.
I'll relay it.
Thank you.
Upset. So, yeah, tonight, 7:30 is when your action gets going. The Heat taking on the Memphis Grizzlies as the Grizzlies, whew, I mean, they're going through it right now. Really good game against the Warriors the other night, but the Warriors come out on top with Steph Curry going for 52 and Jimmy Butler scoring 27. They played really, really well. Ja Morant played well in that game. Hasn't played the Heat in a long-ass time. Very strange.
Yeah, but you won him.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about that tonight, dude. That's going to end.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget you said it.
That's going to end. But.
Yeah, 'cause you need, here, can I give you the message in a couple of months? Mm-hmm. Or maybe a day? Never wanted him.
Yeah. Who, Ja Morant?
Yeah. That's your go-to move.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to allow.
Wait, we had to shoot him with a sniper gun because you wanted Dame.
I love Damian Lillard.
And
I'd still take Damian Lillard.
After you said you didn't care?
After the blood clots?
Well, he fixed. You know, hopefully they can.
You're making an assumption.
That's true. I do that. I have no counter when you say that because I am making an assumption.
Leroy,
he can't even disagree with you.
Aaron Rodgers, Michael Parsons, and assumptions.
Yep. Well, he hates assumptions.
Hates assumptions.
He hates assumptions. And this Aaron Rodgers, I mean, pick a team already. Enough already.
Sick of
waiting. The guy really does think he's Brett. Like, he's trying to do every Brett Favre move in the book. Get, like, was Rachel Nichols, like, hanging out on his front lawn, like, waiting? Poor Rachel Nichols had to wait for Brett Favre to decide every single year. She's like, I got to go again? Ugh. Crazy.
I think he's going to be a Steeler, though.
October of 2021, the last time Ja Morant played the Miami Heat.
Yeah. Wow.
Sounds like he's got a lot of making up to do when he gets down here.
Is this a
I can see in 24 hours, this is no lie, in 24 hours, he won't want Ja.
Hard to say. Right now, I'm just worried about winning. Number 7. That's what I'm worried about.
What kind of game is this, though? You know, yesterday was a show-me-something game.
They did show-me-something.
Showed you something.
Yeah. What is tonight?
Yeah, it's not a must-win. Statement game?
It's not a statement game. Mm. It's a back-to-back. It's a really tough. I think this is a Stones game, really.
It's a Stones game. You're adding more games.
You win last night against the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
You have to fly all the way down here. Where they've been just chilling, kicking their feet up for a day. Now, hopefully enjoying the Astron down here. Hopefully. But I think tonight would just be a Stones win, Marcos. I don't think it needs much of a rah-rah title about it. Don't you just feel like you win tonight? That's Stones, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
wouldn't you agree, Leroy?
Sounds right.
I would say it would reaffirm the run that they're on. I would say that some of what they've been preaching the last couple
weeks. Why would it reaffirm
it?
Because Stones, dude. You're showing
Stones. The things
that
they've been preaching the last. Yeah, but they've been saying the same stuff and they lost 7 games.
Forget about what they're saying. I'm talking about the action of winning in Boston, flying your ass down here to take on a Grizzlies team that, yes, is struggling. In fact, like, that's probably the last decent win the Grizzlies have when they kick the Heat's ass. But to me, you win this game. That's Stones, dude. They got talent. I don't know what's going on with them. They're kind of right now being like West Coast Heat, where it's like, what the hell's up with that team? They got good players. They got Ja. They got Triple J. They got Bane. What's their deal?
Well,
I don't know.
They fired their coach a week ago.
I know. You know, that's what happens. You know, he should have. But Taylor Jenkins didn't say something beautiful was on the other side. He just looked at this ugly mug in the mirror.
My wife with the check, because not basketball.
I don't know how many years are on his deal, though. Luis says that Morant is a bad leader. I don't know. I mean, like, has his judgment always been the best? No. But he has led his team to some good records.
You know who has good leaders? Miami.
Yep.
Bunch of leaders.
Bam.
Everywhere.
Tyler. He doesn't even have to be the leader here.
Have you ever seen something like this?
Hmm?
Dude,
we can't do the bit. Do it during the break. We can't do Leroy watches Twitter. Like, that can't be a show bit. you got to get the video for the crowd. He's so selfish. He's a selfish man.
Share your screen, bro.
Leroy.
JFig, don't have him do that. he's gonna end up getting locked out. don't do that. That's terrible judgment by you.
Leroy.
I just wanted to see him try.
Do that, his computer's going to implode. I did see, though, I mean, if we're going to, I mean, since you guys brought it up, not me. But since you brought it up, not
who
me.
Who brought what up?
Did you see what Kendrick Perkins had to say about Zion Williamson?
Ooh.
What did he say?
Hired a nutritionist.
Did he?
That he hired?
Yep.
Kind of late in the game.
Zion Williamson has hired a nutritionist. So what do you guys say to that, Mr. He's Not Heat Culture?
Is somebody like that in New Orleans on a bit of a curve?
What do you mean?
Ah.
Like eating healthy in New Orleans is not the same as eating healthy in Florida.
I don't know.
Eating healthy in New Orleans is like, instead of having the shrimp po' boy, I'm just going to have the fried shrimp. Cut back on the bread.
This may be me. Even if he lived in New Orleans, something tells me that they could get a grill for him. And by the way, he has lost a lot of weight. He has lost a lot
it's
of weight.
It's part of just like getting into your own your body, your pro body.
Rothschild says, tonight is not so much stones. It's more of a rubber match for the Heat.
Oh, now we got conflicting elements here. Is it stone or is it rubber?
I mean, like, first of all, it's not a rubber match. I mean, Rothschild, a rubber match would be
if they one apiece,
and then there would be a third. That's the rubber match.
Not a rubber match, then.
You know, this is a rubber meets the road match, which is the Heat's rubber got to the road down here, and now you got to show some stones.
Yeah.
And you got to make like Yogi Bear and take care of these Grizzlies and take their picnic basket.
Look at that picnic.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Take a break here on the program. Final segment coming up from Live Miami here in Doral. Back after this. Back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get us some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. Panthers lose last night. They fell to the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2. Gustav Forsling, Sam Reinhart scored for the Cats. Nearly made the comeback there in the third period after going down 3-1. Rhino was able to get a power play goal with about 3 minutes left. But they were not able to get that final one home. I thought they had it. This damn Stolarz. Oof. Did he give his old friends the business last night? He was really good. He was really good for Toronto.
They had a lot of heat on him. I mean, at the end, after watching the way they lost the night before,
yep,
I had no doubt they were going to score a goal with a couple of minutes left.
I thought so, too. Felt like the karma was going to go back their way. But they'll be back at it on Saturday and Sunday. They take on the Ottawa Senators and the Detroit Red Wings on Sunday.
He was locked in. Focus.
He's locked in. No, he's not. He's watching. He's watching a portly male cheerleader throw a USF cheerleader around like a rag doll.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Very impressive.
Hey, look who just decided to.
Oh, hello!
Wow.
It is far. It's fancy here too. They got the gold sinks, frog boy.
It's like the bathroom's always far, isn't it?
That's some quality H2O. Coming out this in May, right?
What?
Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore, too.
I think July.
July?
Yeah, I think July on Netflix. My son's looking forward to it. I let him watch the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right.
I think the whole – what made that movie just awesome, besides the funny parts of it, was the Bob Barker part.
Yep. Well, I think they have a lot of big name golfers in this movie.
Really?
Yeah, I think like the whole thing is he comes
or
back.
Or the Lee Trevino thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just shaking his
but
head.
Who's gonna do that?
I don't know.
Like who would you have?
Is Lee Trevino no longer with us?
Ooh. No, he is.
Is he?
He's still with us.
Okay. Maybe you have him.
Jack?
Oh, that'd be great.
Jack doesn't do movies.
85 years old? No way.
Lee Trevino or Jack?
How about Tiger?
Lee Trevino.
I don't know. We'll see. I would imagine
imagine Tiger would want to do it, I would think.
Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah. That's a movie everybody wants to be a part of. It's in the can already, though. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy how, like, if you go back and watch Caddyshack,
not great? You didn't? Not a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Caddyshack.
It does not hold up, though. It's okay, Leroy.
It doesn't hold
up. It's not bad, but, like, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up. Here's why.
The robot gopher?
No, here's why. Because nobody on that movie in that movie could actually go off.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And so it's not believable.
So, like, Rocky doesn't do it for you anymore? Because you're like, yeah, those punches.
No, but you can, but you can make a scene where it looks real.
Gotcha.
It's hard to do that in golf. If you can't swing a golf club, it's hard to put any angle that would give you the ability to swing a golf club. It's something you have to be able to do. See, if you're running, I can make everybody else around you slower, and then it makes you look fast. If you're shooting a basketball, sometimes when you see people shoot basketballs in movies, mm-hmm. they have to have the ability to shoot a basketball for it to look believable.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. You can't have a bunch of Air Buds out there.
Right. Air Bud is a dog, isn't it? God. Why? Do you understand why I, like, I don't want to leave work mad. You always do
it's
it.
Okay, we'll take you to the gift shop or whatever.
Oh, yeah, are we going? There's fine. Bubba.
There's Bubba. Getting ready for the day.
Yeah.
Mm. Go Wahoos. Wahoos. There you go. He gives us the polite wave. But
the polite wave.
Polite wave, but no shot I'm going on with you.
Did you say go Wahoos?
Yeah. He owns the Pensacola Wahoos.
Yeah.
I think you need to be louder. Let's go Wahoos.
No.
Too much? No. Sorry.
No.
He is.
He looks like he's got his game.
You know what? He is.
You're embarrassing.
He is from like the same sticks as John Daly, like same type of area, small town, tiny town in the Panhandle. I think
he looks like the only one who's still wearing the pants. Everybody else likes to go shorts.
No, there's some other guys.
I haven't seen it.
There's some other guys wearing the pants. Keep in mind, though, European golfers switched to shorts a couple years before the regular tour. The regular tour, you can only play practice rounds in shorts.
So people want to get their opportunities to wear the shorts.
Yep.
Get it in. Should be a fun one. This is going to be a cool event. You going to stick around?
I'm going to go to the gift shop.
Oh,
we're going to go to the gift shop.
Oh, also, nice. Didn't they want to drink with you at one point?
Arlo? Ooh.
Yeah.
That's my guy right there. Yeah. I got to tell you.
He said you can't leave.
What a voice he has.
Yes. Yeah.
He has a voice.
So he has a
voice. The energy.
Arlo White. That was Arlo, the voice of
what is his nickname?
I will never write your life.
What's his nickname?
What do you get?
The Lowdown.
That's good. Hey, man, that's off the top? Come on,
Marcos,
guys. Come on.
Minus one yourself.
What?
For co-signing that.
This is off the top.
Minus one.
That was pretty good.
I don't know what kind of hat I'm going to get.
Fire the bum guns.
Because the problem was, is I like.
Hopefully they have different.
I like a lot of symbols.
Yeah.
But the combinations and the colors were off.
All right.
So that's why I ended up with just a black one and a white one. I like the, like, I would like to get the black with the pink.
Hey, Bubba.
But not pink with black.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba, who's the best prospect you got coming up for the fish?
That'd be great.
I'm not really sure about this Wagaman fellow.
I got a question about Tom Morant's.
Leroy is guns. Arlo Bite.
That's pretty good.
You haven't finished your lunch.
I'm not going to.
Why not?
It was.
I kind of want.
I don't want to speak badly.
All right.
Fair enough.
It was a little dry.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you know when you say you don't want.
When he says he doesn't want to, it just means like
he's gonna say it anyway.
He's gonna say it, but he's gonna put a tone on it, like it's a little reluctant.
Hey, Leroy got to step up. The Shades game
you
looks like knockoff
Secret Service.
Knocked off
Ray-Ban.
Well, if he's scared, how the hell he gonna protect somebody?
No, but like, yeah, I did see that. No, I'm saying like scared in the sense like, oh, something's happening. What?
Oh,
Hey, Bubba.
So how you say Leroy got to step up his Shades game? Look like knockoff Ray-Bans. Really?
That's what mine are.
No, wow. Hey, dude,
yours
what
are not
you talking about.
Ray-Bans.
Those are Prada or Nada.
I don't.
Come
I don't
on,
wear
man.
Ray-Bans.
I got these off.
My head is too, like.
I got these off Amazon.
Literally wear those circle.
Yeah.
Solid.
I got these off Amazon.
Tobin put a quarter in the machine.
I'm gonna give me some Timus.
I lost them at the beach the other day. I had green ones that were the same brand, but then I was like, but that's why I want them, because like if I lose a pair of $200 sunglasses, God, I would get so upset.
Yeah. That happened to me. My Ray-Bans got, they're somewhere in the ocean right now.
The NFL has a deal with what's the
Oakley.
Nice. So,
do you ever wear a visor?
Huh?
You ever wear a visor?
What?
Did you ever wear a visor?
This peanut can't wear a visor?
Why not?
No, look, it's too small at the top.
No, that'd be intimidating.
Those guys don't wear visors. First of all, you need to wear a dome.
You saw what I saw.
Jesus. Since I got my glasses from a police murder scene.
Wow. I'm just saying, like, hey, you got to have. See, people don't necessarily understand their body type or their shape.
Okay.
Your head shape has to come into account of what you put on your head.
So,
right?
I didn't know head
whether
shape
you can wear the square ones, the, you know, the regular lids, if you can wear, you know,
Got an update from the Heat for tonight's game. Kevin Love, personal reasons, and Andrew Wiggins' hamstring are ruled out for tonight's game.
Hammy.
Duncan Robinson with his
bubble guts.
No,
you want me to take a swing at it?
Sacroiliac joint.
What's up with Kevin Love? His Twitter got hacked. Can't play.
It's sacroiliac.
That's
I think.
A point.
A sacroiliac. His back. He's questionable tonight. So it sounds like Duncan maybe closer to playing.
His right here.
You don't have to. You really don't have to. It's his back.
It's too late. It's too late.
He's just, that's the damage is done. He's lost. This has been fun today, though.
Here we go.
What? All right.
Ooh.
Weight-bearing joint.
Located connection between the sacrum and the bottom of the spine and the ilium.
Sometimes basketball needs to take a note from hockey and just go back, lower. But I don't need it to be that. I mean, like, geez, how specific do you have to go for poor dunks?
I know exactly what
they got pictures. Look.
Uh-oh.
See this? The bottom? And this is the triangle, and this is your pelvis right there. Right there. There you go.
Boom. Yeah. This has been fun. Thank you so much to Liv for having us out here.
You come out here, no silly business. No. There is a lot of
The president's supposed to be here. There's going to be a lot of traffic around here. So you guys are going to be around the Doral,
chicanery.
Just take note if you're coming out here. Enjoy it. It looks like it's a beautiful day. It's
beautiful
perfect.
Day. A little breezy.
Very
little breezy.
Breezy
for a golf ball.
But it should be a fun one. So we appreciate Liv for having us out here once again.
Liv.
And we're looking forward to the weekend. I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful tournament out here. And go Range Goats, Bubba. Who's the best prospect we got coming up from A-ball? I'm not sure about this Jonah Bride. He's kind of been, you know, not making too much contact.
I kind of hope he hears you.
Wouldn't it be some of his head just poked around?
Like, oh, my God.
That would be, you know what? That would make up
like,
for
why
you.
Why are you yelling at me?
That would make up for you backing out of the Lowry thing, making us talk about golf and avoiding the fact that.
I didn't back out of the Lowry
thing. What is that?
Lowry the second year. I didn't know he was coming. It was a surprise to me.
Yeah, you did.
I really didn't. I swear to God, why would I avoid that?
Because you.
Now,
you stayed,
did
you
I chicken
waited.
Out of the Nikola Jovic doing the mother voice? Of
course.
You
did. Yes.
Because, again, you want me to sit him down and say, here's my impression of your mother.
Which, by the way, you never really met. So I feel like
I don't even know. She may have a British accent because he was born in London. I'm still not quite sure if she's Serbian or British. Oh, I think she's Serbian.
That's good.
Wow.
I know one thing. Tonight we go for 7 straight wins. Then my baby comes back, hitting 5. The chips fall where they may. The chips fall where they may. The chips fall where they may.
And so the way it started, go.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Here's my impression of your mother.
I'd love to meet the Gooch, man.
I want to go see the Gooch.
Horny people only right here on Tobin and Leroy.
They would come and do the asthma suit thing. I feel like a tramp stamp back here.
Okay.
Midday sports and silly sauce with Tobin and Leroy starting at 10 weekday mornings. Heat, Panthers, Dolphins, Canes, and more. Tobin and Leroy with Marcos.